Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of the all the seamen's business, I believe. Yep. Now we'll move on to old business. And first case on that is case number 11,612. Let's see if I got that. Let's see here. Now wait a minute here. Okay, Mr. Rickards, you had made a motion to table that to our meeting, which we had tonight, and second. And I think the reason you had stated was to all the information had been presented, given enough time to go over it. Have you had the opportunity to?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman, and.
You know, I'll take it from there because you had, you know, requested that. So
I think both, it was a tough decision for me because of both the attorneys did a good job, the opposition and the presentation of the applicant.
Right.
From what I can see, I don't believe that there is, in my opinion, that the that this request for a special use exception will substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring properties, because I believe that the opposition had stated, you know, that something that high or that with the adjustments and the variances will affect their signages that they have and their properties, which are located right next door.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the rest of the board feels, but that's my opinion as far as the as a special use exception goes.
Okay.
The variances, of course, I don't believe it's they convince me that the five variances were
convincing standards.
Were convincing to me. Okay. And then I went through everything, looked at everything. And of course, I know you're not supposed to consider the violations that are involved, but I was just wondering if there's anything, any more information about the violations that we were looking at that time. The opposition had.
Well, Mr. Rickard, as I noted at the last hearing, the clean hands ordinance does not apply in this
instance. Does not apply here.
That only applies in monetary cases. If the clean hands ordinance applied to every application where somebody was in violation,
mm-hmm.
we likely would not have many variances coming up.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
But I don't know.
They had other violations as far as advertising off premise.
Those were raised, yes.
And so the question would.
Would I? Go ahead.
It would have. I would think it would have some bearing on our decision as to, you know, if
that's
they have or haven't corrected those violations, at least the one where they're advertising another off premise business. Because that speaks.
That speaks to
whether there should be a variance granted. In my opinion, I don't know.
They were
told that it was a violation, and if they didn't correct that violation, then that just basically says to me that, you know, they're not that concerned about it. They're, you know, they want what they want, and I don't know. You know, I don't know. That was going to be my question to the staff, was, you know, had the other violation been corrected?
And I don't know the answer to that.
There are no active violations. It was determined that, as part of the applications, that they were doing things wrong, but no violations have actually been issued, and we don't have any open cases regarding the application that I'm aware of. It was noted that they were doing things wrong and they needed to correct them, but it's nothing, no formal violation, no letter was sent, no case was opened regarding that.
And no one from the office went and talked to them about
I think the violation when they were told, they realized that they were doing things and they said they would fix it.
Okay, but nobody from the office has checked to see if it was
No,
corrected.
We have not checked to see.
I think, you know, and I went back and listened to it again today, Mr. Mills, it was discussed, and I think the applicant was made aware of it, and, you know, perhaps some follow-up could be appropriate, but I don't know that it's necessary.
Maybe you can speak to this, Mr. Sharp. What bothers me is that can I, as a board member, approve something that is in violation, I know is in violation, or
approve something on a property where they're blatantly violating the code.
Violating the chapter 115.
One of the things the board is allowed to do, and it's very clear in the code, is you can impose conditions, and perhaps that would be a condition of approval. That was something that you were looking at.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know this board has done that in the past, not frequently, but I know that it's been done where, you know, variance is subject to the following conditions being met.
Right. So. But what safeguards you got and what assurances that they'll do it? Because we've done that before, and they've seemed like they've, an example right out here on that.
Well, in order for them to get the approval.
I approved one of the guys said he had them all ready. When Brent asked, I go by there every night, every day, and there's nothing there. And we approved it with the condition they would do that. So how do we have any teeth in that? I think that's part of the questions.
Well, done after the fact.
Yeah, it's done after the fact. You know, boom, and there we are. And that's what's, I think.
That's where the county comes in at, I think.
I think you're right, Mr. Workman. I think what, you know, the conditions that could be imposed, I mean, the applicant here is asking to put on a new billboard.
We're going to take this old one down then, right? And put a new one up.
They're going to have to take the old one down.
That starts right out with a new one then, altogether.
They're going to have to go get, you know, proper building permits and those sorts of things. Part of that is getting P&Z approval, which they're going to come back and say, have you met the conditions of the variance? They're going to look at where it is, and if you all were to decide to put conditions on it, they would make sure those conditions had been satisfied. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, mm-hmm. What they've done is not compliant. So a building permit could not be, you know, final. Anything in the future then becomes a violation like we would have with frankly, any other property.
I think what she was saying, that these people said that they were in violation of the signs, and they said they would correct it, I thought, said on the tape. So they were going to correct that, the mistakes they had. They didn't know that they were in violation of that. That's the way I understood it, too.
Well, you know, I think that's, it's very clear what, to me anyway, Mr. Sharp, what he's trying to relay to us about the violations. But I'm hanging my hat on just the point that my opinion is that I believe it substantially affects adversely the usage of the neighboring adjacent properties. We had, I believe, the opposition had made that statement.
And I'm the same.
There's two things we're discussing here. We're discussing a variance and a special use exception.
Correct. Well, I don't think you go any further, do you, John?
So the special use exception, I didn't necessarily hear that the billboard had affected adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
I think they did. But, I think he made that statement, didn't
he? But the variance would have would alter the essential character in the neighborhood.
Right.
From the opposition and possibly be detrimental to public welfare. So we're talking about two different things here, and I'm not certain I agree. If you're saying that billboard there would substantially affect adversely, I don't agree. I mean, there is one there, and it doesn't seem to have had an adverse effect.
I think he did make the statement that did.
But the variance would. I don't know.
Well,
I mean, maybe we heard different things. You know, I definitely heard that the variance, the request for the additional height and that kind of thing.
Well, you know, I'm on the impression, maybe Mr. Sharp can correct me on this. I'm on the impression that how could I approve a special use exception when I don't approve the variances?
Well,
that's easy.
We've done that in the past.
Yeah. They can replace the billboard at the same height and location and so forth.
All right.
The variances are for.
But that's not the case here.
Something above and beyond what they have.
So you're saying the variance has what I'm saying, but you're addressing as a variance. You're not. What I'm saying is that it's affecting the businesses there, and they made that statement. So you're saying the variance of height and the setbacks will adversely affect the neighborhood.
Or alter the essential character, as it's stated in the variance.
Right, as it's stated, okay.
Mr. Ricker, Mr. Mills, if I may. One of the things here that we also have to remember is there are multiple variances. Yeah. There's not just a height variance. There's not just a size variance.
No.
There's distance from other billboards or distance from public lands.
Right.
So there are several different things in there. And, you know, each one of those could be, I think some of those, the board, when you weigh this, some of the factors may be the same for both of them. If you felt the property was unique, so to speak, or there was a unique condition, that may be something that carries over all of them. But you may think that perhaps a certain variance is meets all five and maybe another doesn't. So likewise, the special use exception standard may be something that is you feel it meets or doesn't meet, and the variances maybe you feel it does and doesn't meet. But I think you need to look at that in your calculus as far as when you're looking at these, because I think the opposition and the applicant both, you know, address, you know, those variances. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They did.
You may have been convinced on that they met them on one and didn't meet them on another, or
the others, yeah.
I think they did.
Or met all of them or didn't meet
probably,
all of them.
Probably.
I need to defer.
How about, I would suggest that, you know, we take another look and sort out each
defer
individual
action, to our,
request
yeah.
and well, the variances.
Yeah,
and
based on what
and then determine
Mr. Sharp
what we
had said and what you've we've discussed, what you and I have discussed, I'd like to do that. I'd like to take another look at it with some of the thoughts that Mr. Sharp just gave me here, because there's a lot of information that they
newly discovered what he just brought up,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I personally, I don't necessarily feel that a blanket denial is proper or in order. I think that, you know, maybe some adjustments to what the requests are.
As far as what?
More particularly the variance. First off, if we deny the special use exception, okay.
It's all over.
Then it's, yeah, it's kind
it's
of a moot point.
Right.
And I don't feel that it substantially affect. Maybe it does have an adverse effect on surrounding properties, but the question
substantially adverse.
I don't think so, because there's been one there. And it, you know, I mean, but when it comes to the variances and the individually, I think that they're, you know,
adjustments could be made.
Yeah,
so in other words,
some maybe should be approved and maybe some others shouldn't.
It really doesn't feel that it adversely with the adjustment. Let's say we made the adjustment, okay? Would that then, in your mind, would that adversely affect the neighborhood? You're saying something would, maybe part of those five conditions may affect it and the others don't? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying, my opinion is that in regard to the special use exception,
yeah.
I don't feel that a billboard there mm-hmm. substantially affects adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. Okay.
Okay.
Special use exceptions out of the way now.
Right.
Okay. Now yep. we talk about the variances, and I think that there may be a variance request or more that doesn't meet the standard.
Mm-hmm.
The five, one, you know, not all of the five standards. So.
And
okay. So that's why I'm saying if you go through and you look at.
Yeah,
you know,
go through
the
each
request
one of them. Yeah.
and go
right.
through each one and address
right.
it accordingly, then...
Which I did, right, but...
I'm elected to look at it again, though.
Just some food for thought, if I may, for the board. If the applicant, if you were to say the applicant, I'm not suggesting that this is what you all conclude.
For example.
But I think Mr. Rickard had indicated that, okay, if the billboard was okay and they were able to keep the same one there, they would still need variances just to replace it.
Right.
So now, some of the variances sought are for a higher and bigger billboard, but some of those things are the same.
As is.
That if they were just to replace it with a steel monopole structure of the same size and in the same location, they would still need some variances.
Right.
It would be brand new. It's all new again, so they would.
But it'd be all new.
Be all new. Right. If that home comes down, it's all new, so if they can meet what they have.
Well, but what he's saying is some of the variance requests are no different than what is existing.
No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Some of them, not all of them are new.
No, that's what I'm
saying. Some of them, they were the same as existing.
Yeah, for example, like there's a billboard across the street.
Distance is from billboards, right.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so in lieu of that then.
Well, am I mistaken to remembering that the, was it stated that part of the reason for the expansion of the billboard size itself was due to the economics of the monopole?
Yeah, because we didn't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars. You know, they had to, you know, it wouldn't be worth it. You know, they could redo it the same as it is, but it wouldn't be worth it if they had put a new one up, because they're going to spend, again, tens and tens.
That's their decision to make.
But to me, again, so see, it's not a, it's not a need, it's a want. I want to make more money. I want a bigger billboard.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily convinced that.
I'm not either on that one, because that's not a need. See, they didn't need the standard if you went that way, then, because that's, they created that. They want bigger.
And we can grant anything up to that.
Right.
So if they're asking for something bigger now, we could grant what they have now as far as size.
Sure. But economically, they didn't want to do that. They said it would be worth spending the money.
If we made a decision that was what they're limited to, then the ball's in their court and they can make that decision, yay or no.
Well, based on what you and Mr. Sharper said, I think I'd like to go over it again.
Oh, I know, I do. That's one.
I make a motion that we table.
To our next regular meeting.
I'd like to speak for a minute.
Sure.
No.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm in favor of it. I'm familiar with that area. The sign is down in a sinkhole.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to raise it up so it can be seen. They didn't cause a problem that was there with the septic or pumping station came in later. So that blocked that sign.
Mm-hmm.
So Food Line came in later, which blocked his sign too. And in the shopping center, I don't know where they're coming from, it affect their view. I've been down there twice now. I have not noticed that sign go up, what it went up, 40, what, 35 feet they want to go up, or what it is?
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, 30. I don't think it'll block anything there to do with that shopping mall. I don't see where...
I didn't say I agreed with the opposition either.
No, but I don't see where this is so far out. I mean, there's other signs down the road that's just as big.
Right.
That sign is blocked. I mean, I know they put it in a sinkhole, but since that sinkhole got there, everybody else developed in front of it, a Food Line and everything else. I don't see where this is such a big thing. I mean, we've granted big signs before. But for the shopping center and all those people sign that, I can't see where it's going to ever affect them.
Well, and
that's where everybody's got different opinions.
And I don't necessarily disagree with you. In fact, what else do you do with a property that has low lying area like that?
Yes.
It's, you know, that answers to me answers necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't disagree with that.
I saw a big hole in the ground. I certainly wouldn't put a sign there.
Well, I think that probably.
Oh yeah, but if you can't you can't build on it, then what do you do with the commercial property?
At that time, Bud,
they built
all the other stuff wasn't there. You can see that sign. Food Line blocks that sign. The pumping station blocks that sign.
Right.
That wasn't that when they put that sign. All that wasn't there.
So you had no problem with it.
I can see it. I can see it when I come down the road.
After you get past Food Line, you can see it. You don't see that sign. Do you get past Food Line, and that pumping station blocks half that sign?
Mike, how long has Food Line been there?
How long's that seashell shine, all that been there?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, see, I mean, that's an argument back and forth.
Back and forth.
That's right. I like that, what Mr. Sharp said.
I have no problem doing that again.
And they got the best.
Here's what I want to do. I want to go over this again, okay?
Yeah, I don't see any problem with it.
Do I have a motion then?
Motion to table to our next regular meeting.
When is that?
Have a second. That'd be on September the 14th.
14th?
Yep, the 7th is Memorial Day. Okay, that was second to that motion.
Well, you have a point. I'm gonna take a look around the corner.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11612 until our next regular meeting, which will be September the 14th.
September 14th?
Yep. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricker?
Aye.
Mr. Wertman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11612 has been tabled. Okay, our next case under old business is...